farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
AgriPark farmers in St. Thomas affected by recent rains to get assistance from the government. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
My mother sent me go live with Uncle George and his family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say my must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if my work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Farmers at the Plant and Garden River Agri-Park in St. Thomas, who incurred losses during the recent heavy rains, are to receive assistance from the government. They will be given herbicides, cabbage, red pepper, hot pepper seeds, and seedlings. A tractor that is used for land preparation will also be repaired. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the herbicides will be provided to the farmers in short order.
Once that is in place, we are going to have the seeds and the seedlings ready for them, and we are going to make sure that they have a tractor that will be able to get the land prepared.
Acting Chief Executive Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Peter Thompson, says damage from the recent heavy rains in St. Thomas amounted to $65 million. He explains how farmers are selected to receive assistance.
What we normally do is that we have our extension officers out in the field collecting data in terms of losses. And what we try to do to expedite the progress of that, we divert officers from other areas of the parish and to let them focus on that geographic area that have sustained damage. And they collect the data. We have officers who actually live in that particular area, and that person has comprehensive knowledge of the farming communities. And what we try to do is to look at the economic status of the farmers.
Mr. Thompson says the farmers who are registered with RADA are assisted first. Farmer Clarence Thompson says despite the setbacks, St. Thomas farmers are not daunted and will continue to cultivate crops to ensure the country's food security.
We see ourselves as a resilient and strong set of farmers that put agriculture country first, and we know that agriculture should be the engine for the growth of the economy.
Some 60 farmers cultivate crops at the Plant and Garden River Agri-Park. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. From sawfish the shingle housetop. Translation, from saltfish was shingling rooftops. And this means from a long, long time ago.
Yo, me can't understand certain people, you
know. What am I doing now, Dwayne?
Look upon that youth, they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know.
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first, find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right, look left, look right again, then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Veronique Edmondson, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.